Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And like always, folks, thanks for joining us. If you get something out of today's podcast, please consider donating. We have some donation links down below there on the podcast. We have a PayPal, a Venmo, and a Cash App. So please, again, consider donating. Your donations are always greatly appreciated and always welcome. Okay, folks, welcome. God bless you. Let's get into today's podcast. Like always, and like most things on this podcast, I always pray to God through Jesus Christ for discernment and wisdom to try to bring you the most recent and updated information as to what is going on in the world. And there's something that I want to bring to you, and like everything else, this will be controversial, definitely very controversial. But I want to bring you this. This is out of the Children's Health Defense. .org. That's childrenshealthdefense.org. I believe that that's the Health and Human Services. I believe that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s company that he started. And so there's an article here that's very controversial. This is just dated a couple days ago, May 22nd, 2025. And the headline reads on the article, listen to this, Pfizer, Moderna must add stronger warnings about possible heart damage from COVID vaccines, the FDA says. Well, I already knew that. You already knew that. Everybody listening to this podcast. But again, they just said it. And this needs to go out to everybody that's taken that vaccine. So here we go. Again, the headline on the article reads, Pfizer, Moderna must add stronger warnings about possible heart damage from COVID vaccines, the FDA says. So let's dig into this. The vaccine makers must expand information about the age groups at risk and warn that myocardial damage has commonly been long-lasting among those who suffer from vaccine-related myocarditis, the FDA said on Wednesday. Pfizer and Moderna must revise their COVID-19 vaccine labels to include more detailed warnings about the risk of heart damage, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, said Wednesday. We know that. Letters issued to both companies state that post-markings analysis show greater risk than previously indicated of myocarditis or inflammation of the heart muscle. Pericarditis, which refers to inflammation of the sac membrane surrounding the heart. That's that little sac around the heart, if you guys don't know. The companies must expand the age group they say is at risk for vaccine-related myocarditis and pericarditis, warned that myocardial injury can be lasting among those that suffer from it, the agency said. Both COVID-19 vaccine labels previously warned that the shots posed the risk of post-vaccination myocarditis, pericarditis for young men. Moderna's Spikevax labeled that ages 18 to 24-year-olds were at risk. Pfizer's drug was targeted for 12 to 17-year-olds. So again, the new labels must state the known rate of myocarditis, pericarditis is about 8 cases per million per children and adults under the age of 65. They must also warn that the highest estimated incidence was through males 16 to 25 years of age. Among those, the rate was 38 cases per million. And again, last month, researchers there at the CDC and prevention told the agency acute myocarditis tends to resolve quickly after vaccination. Well, I'm real skeptical, like millions of people out there. I did not take the vaccine, folks. I'm not in this to try to preach to you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse or a healthcare practitioner. I'm not a preacher either. But I just simply want to bring you information so that you have this information and you can make a decision. Here in the United States, they're probably, no doubt, going to start, and this will carry worldwide, but they're probably going to start here because they want to depopulate the most, seems like, here in the United States. They want to depopulate all of us, and they will start another plandemic here in the United States. Do I have a time frame? Not exactly, but they said it could start anywhere from September through November, right around the time people get back to schools and this and that. They're going to start this radical, crazy crap. So you have to be very careful. If it's me, you do whatever, you talk to your doctor, your healthcare professional, and you get advice. And what I would ask and just ask everybody listening to this podcast, before you get any vaccine shots or anything, do me a favor, please pray to God. And I mean that very sincerely. Pray to God Almighty through Jesus Christ and just pray and ask for strength, guidance, and wisdom, most importantly, to make a good, informed decision before you or your family, your children, your spouse, your parents even go and get another vaccine, because this vaccine has maimed millions of people and killed millions the last COVID vax worldwide. And if I could save one life out there, just one life, anybody listening to this decides not to get a vaccine, it can save their life, then this podcast has done its job. And that's what I'm trying to do. Get the word out in the name of Jesus that you don't want to take these poisons. They're just trying to scare you. The fear-mongering among the news and information that's out there is just beyond belief. The fear-mongering is just, it's absolutely positively insane. It's off the charts. They want to do, again, anything and everything they can to completely, in the name of save the planet, green energy, save the planet, blah, blah, blah. They want to get rid of everybody on the planet. Why, these elites, and I do mean elites, these Rothschilds family, these Rockefeller families, et cetera, DuPont, and all the royal families, George Soros, the King of England, I can go on and on and on. The prince over there in Dubai that's running Dubai, and all these millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires so that they can live a nice, quiet life. And they think they can live a quiet life by depopulating us, by killing all of us. And that's what they want, in the name of saving the planet. And you have to understand that. Their agenda, folks, their agenda is pure evil. But again, if you read the book of Revelation, you know that all these things will come to pass because that's what God says it will, and of course it will. And again, however, the labeling sites, the data shows that 5 months following vaccination, myocarditis injury was common. The FDA said the vaccine makers must add that information to their label, and they don't do it. Why? because you have to understand some truths here, folks. Here's some truth bombs. Why they don't do that? Because think about it. Pharmaceutical companies, every time I take a pill for blood pressure, every time I do this, every time I do that, money, 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 money. That's all they care about is money. Do you think that most people even know that or are aware of that? Of course not, folks. Of course not. They don't care. If you die, they're still going to make money. So that's what they want to keep on doing. They want to just keep on poisoning us till we're all dead. But they can enjoy the wealth and all the money these pharmaceutical companies are making. Another shot they give you and you're paralyzed half on your side because you had myocarditis or you had some side effect, blood clot, injury, heart failure, whatever, and they manage to keep you alive. I mean, that's money. Because they're going to do nothing in healthcare but pump you full of drugs. That's all they're going to do. But again, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, folks. But again, you just have to go out there and do the research like I've done, and you just have to decide for yourself and ask God for discernment. You have to pray no matter what you do. Again, label changes announced as the Senate held contentious hearings on COVID vaccines and myocarditis. The FDA issued letters the same day the U.S. Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations issued report showing that public health officials under the Biden administration failed to warn the public that myocarditis risk associated with COVID-19 vaccines and actively downplayed the risk. Again, as I conclude, the report compiled previous redacted information from the government, records recently obtained by subpoena and information gathered earlier, requests made by the defender and other news organizations under the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. The records show how the HHS, under Biden, avoided issuing formal warnings to the American public, despite safety signal that COVID-19 vaccines could cause myocarditis and pericarditis, especially in young men. For example, the report included internal emails showing the CDC and FDA discussing issues that would warn practitioners nationwide about heart risk. This was back in May 21, but ultimately decided against that. It also showed that top health officials in HHS, again under Biden, were warned that V-Safe and other safety surveillance systems could miss possible cases of cardiac adverse events because it failed to include cardiac symptoms. Its pre-programmed list of vaccines effects for individuals to check off. And again, folks, lawmakers invited witnesses, including Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Joel Walsvoke, an attorney, Aaron Seary, that shared heated exchanges around a whole range of topics to COVID-19 and beyond, including science shows whether the federal health officially intentionally conceived COVID-19 vaccine, adverse effects, event data, and how the vaccine injured have been ignored, abandoned, and why lockdowns harm children, potential impacts, recent funding cuts to federal health agencies, the defender reported. Again, you have to understand, folks, where these people are coming from. If you get into them and you start figuring out everything that's going on, folks, and that means everything, including the vaccines, the side effects, the potential risks, side effects, harm, etc., all the warning signs, and then, of course, you probably won't take it. But again, you have to decide. You have to talk to your healthcare professional or practitioner, etc., and you have to decide. But again, before I take anything, I don't do vaccines, but before I do anything, I'm going to pray to God. That's the first thing we Christians would advise Christians, other Christians, and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and non-Christians to do is just pray. Just please pray about it. because the stuff they have coming out, and it's been coming out for a while, but the stuff they've had coming out for the last almost 10 years plus or more, I mean, it's absolutely positively, that will knock your socks off. For most people that have high blood pressure like myself, if I would have took COVID personally, what I really believe is I wouldn't be here right now if I would have took the vaccines. I have relatives up north in Michigan. They've loaded themselves up with, you know, 2, 3, 4 vaccines, some of them at least 4 vaccines. They've took the pill. And I do have debates and argue. We don't discuss that anymore. You know, when I came up there before my mom died here in 2023, we don't discuss that. I was told by family members that you know, I can say anything I want, but having conversations with COVID there when I went back to Michigan is off limits because they don't want to hear me arguing against taking poisons and shots. That's the bottom line. Okay, folks, if you got something out of today's podcast, please let me know. It's that time in the podcast. Here's a simple prayer. I ask and pray those of you that are still with me on this podcast. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into your life, here's a simple prayer. For those Christians out here, this is known as a salvation prayer. For those people that's not familiar with Jesus Christ, it's a prayer that will save your life if you give your life to Jesus Christ right now. So repeat after me, folks. Here's a prayer. Repeat after me. If you would like to receive the gift that God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and with your lips out loud. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross to rescue me from sin, from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I thank you. If you listened to that prayer, if you repeated that prayer, God bless you. God bless you. If you repeated that prayer, folks, God bless you. You are now saved if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I have a couple quick suggestions here just before we end this podcast. The first suggestion I would kindly recommend, you don't have to, but I would just recommend kindly, is that you get yourself a Bible somehow, some way, somewhere. If you're here in the United States, you can order a Bible for less than $20 on Amazon, Amazon.com. You can order a Bible, a Holy Bible. If not, then listen to my second suggestion. Then find a church. Find a good church that preaches the Trinity, that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Find a church, attend that church, and then after the sermon's over, you could walk up to a pastor, an associate pastor. You could walk up to maybe one of the deacons, ushers, members of the church, and just say, you know, I don't have a lot of money right now. Don't we all? A lot of people don't. And just say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of money, I'm on a budget, I can't afford a Bible, could you help me out? And I guarantee any church out there that believes in Jesus Christ and teaches the Word of God Almighty will get you a Bible. And then my last two suggestions, folks, is once you find a church, they preach the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then what I would kindly suggest is if you have questions, write them down, and then the next time talk to somebody in the church and say, hey, could I have a few minutes? Could I have an hour with you or two? Because I have some questions about the Bible. I'm reading this Bible and I don't know. I don't know what Genesis means, the creation, or I don't know what Revelation means, the end. I don't know any of this stuff. Why did they kill Jesus? Why did they crucify him? How did he come back? How did he resurrect? How did Michael and the angels defeat Lucifer or Satan? How did that happen? How did the war in heaven happen? How is it? What happens when you die? Write all these questions down. There's probably millions of billions of questions. Write them down. Write down the top, 10 or 15 or 20 questions. Write them down, and then meet with that member of the church, and then go get yourself your questions asked. That's the most important thing. And the last thing I would suggest is at some point in time, once you're a member of the church, you're feeling comfortable, you're a member, get yourself baptized. I definitely say that. Get yourself baptized. That's just a good thing to do. Get yourself baptized in the name of Jesus. And once you get yourself baptized, you will be all set. That's what you need to do. That's what you should do. And you're all set. And then all you do is just try to get out the word of God. You just say, hey, I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ. It doesn't have to be a big speech like I'm giving now. I'm not a professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm certainly no way, shape, or form ever claim to be any type of pastor. I'm just a very humble podcast owner that wants to get out news and information that affect you and maybe your family too and your friends. And I want to just share it as part of the end time news before God sends Jesus Christ back, and just things you should know. And then you make up your own mind. You pray about it. Like I said, pray for discernment, pray for strength, guidance, wisdom, and discernment, and make up your own mind. And that's it, folks. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, but again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. And if you have any questions or concerns, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. That's it for today. Bye for now. See ya.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.